Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's a beautiful 9th of March, 2021, coming to the Krusty Connect podcast. The Princess, the Pauper, and Pepe. More BS, more political dogma, more Canadian BS, all that and more coming up to the show. Stick around.
Hit it, sweetheart. Because I am hard, you will not like me. There is no racial bigotry here. Here you are all equally worthy.
From Western Canada, this is the Krusty Canuck Podcast, a Canadian veteran's point of view on political, social, economic issues, and life. Here's Krusty.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, March 9th, 2021. My apologies for being away for a few days there. Just doing some extra spring cleaning, like I mentioned before, helping my lovely wife out, getting everything on the go, getting everything ready for spring. And as I always say, listener discretion is advised. I use big, bad words for my podcast here. And if you like and hear what you see, please, by all means, click like, subscribe, share this around. Do not forget to click that little notification bell on the YouTube page there, let you know when new content is coming your way. You can also find me on Podbean, and I just signed up with the Odyssey page too, just to get some more publicity out there, get the word out there, so all my Krusty Canuck fans and Krusty Canuck fans to be can find me without worrying about any more censorship BS. So as I mentioned, ladies and gentlemen, yes, the Princess, the Pauper, and Pepe Le Pew. Yes, I guess in recent news there was a big stink. You know, everybody tuned in to the Oprah Winfrey interview of Prince Harry and Princess Meghan Markle in regards to what's been going on with the royal family and the so-called black sheep effectiveness, or whatever you want to call it. I guess the elephant in the room, per se. Now, what I don't understand is that just because it's International Women's Day yesterday and all this stuff, and the whole world's going to stop on a dime because there's a few women in the world that are not getting ahead. You know, I'm not disenfranchising anyone's progress, but I just find it coinkydink that they had to put on this big display for Oprah Winfrey and for the world to see about apparently how bad it really is for Princess Markle and Prince Harry. Now, as a Canadian, we've had monarchy all our natural lives. Yes. Okay. Canada is part of the Commonwealth. We have homage to Her Majesty, the royal family, because Britain kicked France's ass in the 1750s to take over Canada as we knew it. And needless to say, the British monarchy has been part of our history and our traditions for a very, very long time now. Now, personally, I really don't care what Her Majesty is doing. I think she's a decent lady. She's a lovely lady. She's personable, as far as I know. She's down to earth. Yes, she was born into insurmountable wealth because of the monarchy, yes, and the British pound and everything, yes, of course. But I really don't give a shit about when it comes to them getting involved in our politics. Now, my wife and I, we sat and we watched that interview there. We tuned into CBS affiliates on the mainstream media there and just watched. And to be honest with you, I really don't give a fuck, honestly. I really don't care what she's going through. I don't care what Prince Harry is going through. Anytime I hear somebody who is born into wealth and privilege, you can complain all you want about how you're being treated, okay? And every other family that I have grown up with, people I've known, there's always perfections and imperfections, per se, family dynamics, what have you. Now, I'll summarize what I remember from this interview, and I'll leave links in my description, as always, ladies and gentlemen, but you decide. You, my listeners and viewers alike, you decide, okay? My personal opinion is this. Here's a lady who trained to be an actress, mediocre at best, you know, I think she was like a spokesmodel or hand model for that Deal or No Deal that Howie Mandel did about 10, 11 years ago, right? And then I guess she got a job in various projects, other short films, what have you. The Dust Channel, the sci-fi channel Dust. There's a couple of short films that she did in there. And I guess she was on the TV series Suits. So I guess that caught Harry's eye. Who knows? But what gets me is that here's a girl, regardless of her color, regardless of her background or not, living the consummate actor's dream. Constantly being employed, working, having a good paycheck, being able to live a pseudo-lavish lifestyle, having lots of money in the bank, and then all of a sudden meeting her prince, you know, And then off to Never Never Land they go. And that, to me, that's like every little young girl's dream. Was it not at one time? You know, who can remember hearing stories about that and seeing TV movies of the week and the odd after-school special? How about meeting a wonderful guy and being swept off your feet and taken to Never Never Land and live happily ever after? Yeah, okay. So here's this individual who's living this dream. Okay, and I don't care about racial background. I never did. And I'm so sick of hearing about this, but I'm getting to that point, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, I sat there for 2 hours with my wife and watching this and back and forth hearing her talking about how, well, do you believe her here? Do you believe her there? Do you believe him here? Do you believe Harry this? Do you believe Oprah this? Do you believe Meghan this? And I just was really, I don't know. I don't buy any of this shit she's saying. I don't buy any of the crap that Harry is saying. And I really don't buy the crap, anything that Oprah says anymore, too. I don't buy this whole spectrum of racism. Okay. Now, regardless if Prince Charles or Her Majesty asked about the color of the baby or not, the point being is that here are some people that were brought into wealth. Prince Harry. Okay. Oprah made her empire. She worked very hard to be where she's at today. You know, hats off to the independent lady who did that. Good for her. But in the same sense, they're all sharing the same fucking narrative about this whole racial divide again. Let's keep talking about racism. Let's keep throwing it in people's faces. Oh, Meghan's having such a hard time because of racism. Oh, my goodness. And yet she married into probably the most powerful family on the planet, I think next to some Saudi princes. And what I got out of that interview is that she was spoken down to and she was treated unfairly. And I'm like, well, there's other stories that say that she's treated a lot of the staff unfairly, other members of the royal staff, members of whatever court, members that are gainfully employed by the royal family. And it's turning into a he said, she said. Now, if you get a chance, ladies and gentlemen, to watch The View, really watch it and analyze it with a fine tooth comb, really. Because I sat there and I listened to it and I was getting really fucking annoyed. Because she come across as this big victim. And so did Harry. So, Your Highness, Prince Harry, shame on you, bud. I'm a little annoyed with you because you're an ex-Royal Marine. Now, regardless if you earned a spot in the Royal Marines or not, or just did your part because it's the family thing to do, I would think, sir, you'd have a little more fucking gumption and a little more balls than to sit there and hang on your wife's every bloody word. You know, now I don't really care what you guys do with your own time. I don't care how you live, by all means, but you're both representation of the privileged lifestyle. And Miss Oprah Winfrey, the billionaireess herself, is an example of a privileged lifestyle. And what gets me with that interview, too, is that they had the whole beautiful outback of her ranch in Santa Barbara, you know. And I think the interview cost CBS, I think, what, $9 million, if I'm not mistaken. I'll leave links in the description. But it was like $9 million to do it. So Oprah gets her pay, and those two individuals get their pay as well, too. So when someone's talking to me about oppression and racism and all this downright just people being mean to you, and yet you can still live a lavish lifestyle in Santa Barbara, I really don't think you're that bad off. Honestly, I don't think you have it too bad. I really don't think your life is that terrible. Okay? You dress well, you're fed well, you know, you're raising a family, you're creating a family, and you're looked after. And I know Prince Harry gets an allowance, and I know Miss Markle, you have received oodles of cash for whatever endorsements and plus your acting work prior to marrying His Royal Highness. So I don't buy the narrative. I don't buy this victimhood BS. I don't buy unconscious bias bullshit. And I'm getting sick and tired of people totaling these race cards. I really do. I'm so fed up with it. Again, there's a pandemic going on. We're being lied to about that. Okay. And we got to stop and hold our breath again about International Women's Day and talk about the marginalization and talk about oppression and talk about so-called gender-based violence. And yet again, all these experts that are in charge, calling the shots and presenting these products to us, fail to realize that there's still a lot of little boys and a lot of good men who are being screwed around as we speak because of gender parity, because of total unfairness, and not given the opportunity to thrive just as much as women are. Right? We're not seeing that. So while everybody's sitting there hyping about, oh, poor Meghan and poor Harry, bullshit. I don't think they've ever been poor in their lives. I really don't think they've ever had a bad day when it comes to actually not having any money in the bank. Now, I understand Princess Di died the way she did, and that was terrible. I thought she was a really genuine, decent human being, the amount of work and effort she did. But really, what kind of work does it take to be a member of the royal family? Keeping up appearances, knowing your P's and Q's, etiquette, protocol. You're in the public light all the time. You're in the public display all the time. So yes, you have to carry yourself with it. And I can probably relate how terrible that can be. But to sit there and come across as a victim in some kind of conspiracy or as some oppressed little kid, like an Oliver Twist scenario, can I have some more, sir? And then be given shit for asking for more. Well, I don't buy it. I really don't. I just really think it's disingenuous, and I think it was a ratings grab, and three people out of that interview got a few extra bucks for fucking payday.
Stay updated and follow Krusty Canuck on Facebook, Twitter, Gab, Telegram, YouTube, and Podbean. Subscribe today and donate at KrustyCanuck.ca.
Yeah, coming back, ladies and gentlemen, Krusty Canuck, the princess, the pauper, and Pepe. Now, the pauper being, of course, Mr. Harry and other people that have followed that couple religiously and loved them and honored them and all this. And then when you know, the more you listen to this interview, the more skeptical I am about it, right? Like, you look at someone like Meghan Markle. Yeah, gorgeous lady. Like I say, mediocre actress. Okay, you know, living every little girl's dream to marry a prince and live happily ever after in a palace far, far away. You know, but no, they have to settle for a place in Santa Barbara and they have to sit in Oprah's lovish backyard and talk about how terrible they've had it. I don't fucking buy it for one goddamn minute. Like I say, what say you, ladies and gentlemen? Let me know. KrustyBCanuck67@gmail.com. Please consider donating at KrustyCanuck.ca. Links are on that website. You can either donate via PayPal or the Buy Me Coffee application. And I'm also on Odyssey.com now, too. I'm going to start moving some of my work over there as well. So if YouTube ever decides to censor and what have you, you can find some of my videos and work there, too. I'm building it as we speak. So please check out Odyssey.com. Link will be in the description. Now, so, but more of this pauper BS. I think society as a whole, we're the paupers, ladies and gentlemen. We're the blue collar, working class individuals that just want to see light at the end of the day. And not worry about any more of this pandemic, not worry more about lockdowns, not worry anymore about this marginalization or these manufactured victims and the so-called speculation based on nothing but hearsay and fucking fear. Anyway, here's a word from my sponsors.
In October of 2015, Lindsay Robbins, like many of her fellow Canadians, was struggling with the turmoil of mental illness. The ups and downs of what she was going through was shaping her realities, and she longed for structure. As luck would have it, that structure presented itself to her in the form of gardening. And through gardening, Lindsay had an awakening that led her to create Produce for Heroes. Lindsay realized that our veterans were going through their own mental struggles, and through her own experience, she realized the power of community. By desiring to help the way that she had been helped, she has created a program that provides relief to veterans. Her food program, which aims to provide veterans and their families relief from the stresses of food insecurity and help alleviate the cost of living for those that have sacrificed so much for their country. Whether it's through directly contacting Produce for Heroes or through a friend's referral, all veterans and their families living in Canada are welcome. By shining a light on the struggle of veterans and their families, Lindsay is hoping to get her fellow Canadians to hop on board and support Produce for Heroes and our great veterans. If you or a veteran you know needs help, ProduceForHeroes.com is a great place to start.
This is Brian Boucher, the new CEO of Kanawha Gold Corp. We have gold at 99% purity with discounts ranging from $100 up to $200 off the ounce. this is the right place to buy. From 2 gram cards to 400 ounce bricks, we have any quantity of gold you are looking for. We also sell by the ton, not like your ex-wife. Visit us today at canungold.com, canungold.com.
Well, smack my ass and call me Judy.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You can reach Scott and Brian at canungold.com and reach out to Lindsay at Produce for Heroes. Links will be in the description under the heading Sponsors. So carrying on again with the Princess and Popper and Pepe. Yes, Pepe and Little Pew. We all remember that cartoon from Looney Tunes, right, ladies and gentlemen? That little skunk, that flamboyant little guy out there trying to woo and swoo every little kitty cat he got his hands on. And I guess now recently it's deemed as rape culture. So here we are in 2021. And they've already fucked around with Dr. Seuss. Coca-Cola's fucking around with its employees. And now we have to worry again about Looney Tunes and Pepe Le Pew. Well, they already censored Elmer Fudd, that Wesco rabbit hunter, right? They screwed him over because he's carrying a shotgun hunting rabbits and ducks, what have you, right? And I remember as a kid watching those cartoons, and I was thoroughly entertained. My parents remember those cartoons, and they were thoroughly entertained. But I guess Pepe Le Pew is no more, apparently. You know, taken out of the last Space Jam movie, right? Because it's deemed rape culture, according to these so-called experts. I guess every time when you try to show affectionate and express your love to somebody, it's considered rape now, right? But hedonism's okay. Fucking chuck at random, that's fine. But when you actually get down to it and get on your knee and do the old romantic thing, I guess that's passé, right? Yeah, wrong, okay? I would like to sit in a room with all these people and just be the fly on the wall, or just be the quiet observer and just listen to what the garbage that these fucking individuals promote when it comes to censoring or canceling or getting rid of something because it doesn't fit whatever fucking narrative. Now, if anybody by chance is listening to this podcast, whoever has the opportunity to sit in these boards or sit in these little discussions to tell people like you and me and other people what they can watch and not watch based on a false fucking narrative. Okay, take this into account. You're going to keep censoring. You're going to keep blocking things out. You're going to keep denying people access to knowledge for what? Okay? Now, we actually watched the Pepe Le Pew cartoon. Yes, he's being suave and poetic, and he's trying to woo little Miss Kitty Cat all the time. And yet she's struggling to get away and hide from this individual, not because he's showing affection, not because he's politely stalking her. It's because he stinks. Hence the term Le Pew. He smells bad. He's a skunk. That's why the cat's getting away from him. It's got nothing to do with, oh my God, he's going to rape me. Oh my God, you're promoting this image of rape. No. She can't stand the fucking scent of him. That's what she's doing. And I don't blame any woman on the planet for walking away from some guy because he stinks. Holy shit. Like, maybe my perception is different. Maybe he's being rapey because of the new fucking narrative. Maybe he's being a little too forward, okay? But when you look at that time, when he came around in the 1940s, I believe, okay, that was the humor in him. That was the humor of that character, okay? That was the humor of a lot of Looney Tunes there, you know? Like the Porky Pig, the guy stutters, you know? Bugs Bunny, many voices, many talents. Daffy Duck with a lisp, right? Elmer Fudd with a speech impediment. Like it was showing all these characters with different virtues, and yet it was entertainment. It was wholesome. It was fun, you know? Kids knew not to emulate Daffy Duck when he was trying to be shot into the sun, right?
Little Marvin the Martian. I'm so angry.
Like, hilarious. But now they want to take bit and pieces out of that too. So one of the creators and the so-called cancelers sit and have a debate about it too, right? What else are they going to cancel? they got rid of Yosemite Sam because he's carrying pistols. They got rid of Elmer Fudd because he's carrying a rifle or a shotgun. hunting Wesley Wabbits. What else going to cancel too, right? You know, you're going to cancel Captain Planet because he's too blue, or he should be a little shade of darker blue, or what, right? You're going to cancel other cartoons that some younger kids grew up with, right? I remember growing up with Looney Tunes, Battle of the Planets, G.I. Joe, Transformers, right? You're going to cancel those too because they're deemed too aggressive. They're not being diverse enough. They're not being open enough and expressive enough, or what? What other mandate are you going to throw down people's throats today? Right? Because they don't suit a fucking narrative. Okay? Really. So between the princess claiming to be a victim to the paupers that are working hard trying to get ahead and poor fucking Pepe Le Pew. I know. You folks tell me. Let me know. KrustyBCanuck67@gmail.com.
Stay updated and follow Krusty Canuck on Facebook, Twitter, Gab, Telegram, YouTube, and Podbean. Subscribe today and donate at KrustyCanuck.ca.
Anyway, more ranting and carrying on with the princess, the pauper, and Pepe Le Pew. Yes, I'm just, you know, it's been an interesting week. You know, like I said, my wife and I were doing some housework, getting things cleaned up, ready for spring. And, you know, our house needed it because it was a tough winter, not just for her and I, but a tough winter for a lot of other Canucks out there and a lot of my American listeners and friends too, right? A tough winter for everybody. You know, we sit and we listen to all this garble farb on pandemics and when how we're going to get needles and how we're going to get vaccinations and everything. And we're seeing our American friends and our British friends get the vaccines, get people inoculated. But then again, we're not hearing the total truth, too. We're also hearing rumors and rumblings that some of these vaccines don't work against the so-called UK variant, South African variant, and the Brazilian variant, right? But in the same sense, when you're saying and mentioning those variants, don't ever say fucking Wuhan virus. That's just terrible. Even that narrative is fucking messed with, too. So who do you believe when it comes to this thing, you know? Our prime minister and our procurement board keeps talking about, oh, we're going to get something from Johnson & Johnson and something from Moderna and something from Pfizer and other companies too. And then what? Oh, we're going to get 8 million coming at the end of this month. Well, great. Why couldn't we get 8 million before? And really, it's been a year or more, I think a year today, when we had the first casualty pass away from the COVID. And we're seeing more and more people getting frustrated with lockdowns. And luckily, out here in Alberta, we're seeing more and more people winning their cases when they've taken these ridiculous fucking fines and tickets to court. Businesses are being allowed to be open again, right? It just goes to show to big government that the people were right, right? So I think things are changing on a positive note, you know? I don't know about my friends in Ontario and Quebec, but I'm telling you out here, we're starting to see a better horizon and people are starting to wake up to other things other than, you know, living in fear, wearing the standard 3 mask fucking mandate and sticking their privates into glory holes for the sake of safety and satisfaction. Yeah. But I don't know. I think the light is starting to come back to us and I think people are starting to wake up and no more of this woke BS, no more of this politically correct garbage that's trying to govern us every fucking day. And we are seeing members of the opposition in the House of Commons now still standing up and trying to bring light to these issues. And I'm going to post something here for you to listen to. It comes from Pierre Poilievre squaring off with Krista Freeland, Little Miss Pint Size, you know what. And my listeners, really listen to what she has to say and how she is saying it. Now, I'm not saying analyze every little word with a fine-tooth cyber comb, okay? But really listen to how she's delivering her responses and how she's projecting it. I want to thank I'm a Stoner there on the YouTube channel for putting this video up. So I'll give you accolades where they're due when it comes to people that provide these links and what have you. And I'll put it in my description as well so you can watch. But I'll put the audio up for you and really listen to what they have to say.
Carlton. Dr. Richard Otis, health statistician and economist at Memorial University, has published a COVID misery index. And the results for Canada are, well, miserable. In fact, Canada ranks 11th because of the government's poor performance on the health and economic side. With the worst deficit, the worst unemployment, and the worst vaccination rates in the G7, why is this government so miserable?
Honorable Minister.
Mr. Speaker, I can't speak for the misery on the other side of the House, but let me just say on our side of the House, we are so grateful to Canadians for their hard work and their resilience. And thanks to that hard work and the strong support from our government, let me share the great news with this House that in the fourth quarter of last year, our GDP grew by nearly 10%. That is higher than the US, the UK, France.
10%, eh, Krista? Where? In which sector? Of course, you know, public sector, government pay, perhaps, maybe other fucking jurisdictions, but I don't see it out here. Wow.
Germany or Italy. Well done, Team Canada.
The Honourable Member for Carleton.
Excellent grades for Canadians, terrible grades for this government. Last quarter of the year, of course, they had far more ground to make up because our economic downfall was far greater. In fact, after all the quarters are done, Canada still has the highest unemployment in the G7, which that minister and the prime minister have long said is the best measurement to determine the job market. And now, an independent scientific study shows that Canada has the highest COVID misery index out of 11 countries. We rank 11th out of 15, even worse than the United States. Why such miserable results?
The Honourable Deputy Prime Minister.
Actually, Mr. Speaker, let me urge the member opposite to take a closer look at the international data. Canada has a higher labor force participation rate at 64.3%, a higher rate than Germany, the U.S. and Japan. And Canada has recovered 71% of the jobs lost in the wake of the pandemic. That compares to just 56% in the
Ms. Freeland. Where is this 71% increase? In what part of the country are you referring to? Huh? What part of the country are you referring to? What increase? With all the lockdowns and everything that a lot of your government has promoted and the quarantine hotels that your government has promoted, where is this magical 71% increase?
U.S. So again, let me thank those hardworking Canadian small businesses, those hardworking Canadians. They are so resilient, and our government will be here to support you as long as it takes.
Really? How have you supported this, the people? Honestly, how have you supported the Canadian people? Now, when this thing first started, your health officials would say no gloves, maybe gloves, no mask, maybe masked, wash your hands, don't wash your hands, nothing to worry about, nothing to see here, okay? And then what? We all know the narrative, we all know the story, okay? So when you sit there and say, I'm so proud of Canada and the Canadian people, we can tell you're talking down to us, Ms. Freeland. So once again, hats off to Mr. Pierre Poilievre for standing up and bringing this shit to light. And once again, I want to thank Mr. I'm a Stoner for posting this on his YouTube channel. So I'll give accolades accordingly in the description. But I don't know, folks. You tell me. KrustyBCanuck67@gmail.com. Let me know what you think.
Stay updated and follow Krusty Canuck on Facebook, Twitter, Gab, Telegram, YouTube, and Podbean. Subscribe today and donate at KrustyCanuck.ca.
Yes, again, and once again, ladies and gentlemen, you can also find me on theodyssey.com. I'll have a link in the description of that, too. I'll be uploading my work as there as well. So you can catch my videos and podcasts there without worrying about any kind of censorship from any of the bigger guys. And like I say, if you do feel like donating, please check out KrustyCanuck.ca and donate via PayPal or buy me a coffee app, please. All appreciate it. I'm not going to sit here and demand coin and demand cash like some other podcasters I have briefly met. I would like to make this a full-time, ladies and gentlemen, but it's up to you, my listeners and my fans alike. If you feel like donating on a regular basis, please do, or a lump sum, or whatever you can afford. And if you do, you can also join my YouTube page and donate there every month. For $1.99 a month, you get proper accolades every time I go live. That means a proper round of applause. I mention your name, and I'll post your question on my live feed. And if you want to give $4.99 a month, The same thing. Plus, there'll be a prize there. So either free T-shirt, a free mug, or some other incentive. Needless to say, please check it out. And you can check me out in Supercast as well, too. A donation of $5 a month gets you free access to all of my goodies. Access to my store, access to my show. And it's censorship-free, ladies and gentlemen. So if you don't mind swearing, you can hear it, too. It's all there. And plus, follow me on Podbean if you can as well. Download the app today. It doesn't cost you anything. And listen to your leisure, at your leisure, sorry. And please consider checking out my store too at customizedgirl.com. Krusty Canuck. You can find T-shirts, mugs, hats, swimsuits, patriotic gitch, and other items, all with the Krusty Canuck logo. And you're supporting this podcast by doing so. Please consider today. Summertime's coming, ladies. So bring out your inner Baywatch and get yourself a nice Krusty Canuck swimsuit. And get your man or your lover or whoever else a nice pair of patriotic gitch. So here, give that a shot, ladies and gentlemen. Plug my own underwear. Hello. Anyway, moving on again with the whole Princess Popper and Pepe Le Pew. Poor Pepe. Well, my advice is this, folks. Keep watching what you want to watch. Keep listening what you want to listen to. Keep reading what you want to read to. And don't buy into this cancel culture bullshit. Okay? Don't buy it. Right? Who's anybody? No matter what social spectrum you are. I don't care if you're black or white or if you identify as this or identify as that or carry this pronoun or that pronoun, because my pronouns are simple. Sparkle, sparkle, and no soy. So, you know, that's how I identify. But you can just call me Krusty Canuck, and I'm a dude, and I'm from Canada. And, well, hey, I do my best to walk the truth, ladies and gentlemen. Really, I do what I can to be sincere and to be honest. And since it's so trendy now to confess to things and become a victim because of Princess Markle and her infinite wisdom of vanity and privilege, well, here's some confessions for you. There's things in my life I've done I'm not proud of, right? And that's on the social spectrum and the financial spectrum too. But they're all life lessons, okay? Before I met my wife, you know, before my PTSD became what it was and what it is and what have you. There were times in my life where I just didn't care and I didn't show any consideration. I guess you can say I was a philanderer, really. I was a whore. I was a male whore. I didn't care about the repercussions. And to those individuals out there who listen to my show and who happen to know me from those years, my sincerest apologies. I am truly sorry for some of the things I have done and some of the things I have said. But let's keep in mind, though, too, ladies and gentlemen, that it takes two to fucking tango, right? There were some ladies I was intimate with that were married, right? Two of them, I didn't know they were married until I found out later. And there were a couple that would tell me one thing and another, more or less, they're saying their marriages are on the rocks, what have you. But that was no excuse. So those individuals that were, well, I'm not going to say offended. We're all offended one way or the other, but those individuals that I hurt, I'm sorry. I'm not going to mention your names here in the show. I'm not going to mention, you know, because I respect your privacy. I respect your longevity, and I respect you to go ahead and carry on with your lives to the best of your ability with what you have. But I'm not going to sit and be part of this cancel culture, and I'm not going to apologize for something I'm associated with. I'd rather apologize for something I've done, which I just mentioned. But I'm not going to apologize for speaking my mind. I'm not going to apologize for standing up for what's right, nor am I going to apologize for anyone who has a lifestyle that's different than mine. Right? I personally don't care what people do. I don't care how you love. I don't care what you believe in. Do it well. Do the best of your ability. I don't care how you spend your money. I don't care how much money you make. I don't care if you make anything or make nothing at all. I don't care if you rather paint with red or blue. Do it well. Yeah. Just don't lie to people. Let's start being genuine again, ladies and gentlemen. And like I just confessed, once again, my apologies out there to everyone. And prior to, well, let's just say prior to 2012, my apologies. When I met my wife, a lot of things changed for me. And there was a lot of things that I was scared of, a lot of things I wasn't sure of, you know, because I was so used to doing things independently without the comfort and the love of a worthy lady, You know, there were times I thought I was in love. There were times I thought I wasn't. Needless to say, there's a lot of shit going through my head and a lot of drinking, a lot of self-medicating, a lot of ignorance, a lot of me ignoring things, a lot of me putting things aside without dealing with them. But here we are now, ladies and gentlemen, 2021. And I'm not saying this because of my political ambitions. I'm saying this because I'm an adult and it's time we all own our shit. And I'm a firm believer in owning your shit, owning, taking responsibility for what you say and do. And when it comes to saying something, that's one thing, then doing something, right? We're all guilty of saying bad words, but I don't believe in canceling people because of words. I don't believe in canceling anybody. If there's a speech that you don't like from someone, then just don't listen to it. Don't shut them down or try to censor them or have them hung and quartered in the social court of kangaroo justice. Just let it be. If there's something you see on television you don't like, change the channel. If you're reading a page in the newspaper you don't like, turn the page. If there's a station on the radio you don't want to listen to, then fucking change the station. It's that simple. Those basics we forget. And especially with social media too. If there's a page you're reading and you don't like what this individual has to say about this or that, then fine, read it and take it for what it is. And if you want to challenge that individual to debate, so be it. But the moment you start pointing fingers and name-calling and using the words like privilege and misogyny and all that other, it's, to me, it's null and void, right? Which brings me to my final point in regards to International Women's Day. Now, I'm a big supporter for everyone's rights. I have worked for some wonderful women in the military, and I've worked with some wonderful women in the military, and I was raised and looked after by some wonderful women in my life, okay? And I've had the honor of saying and being with women that were still my friends today, right? But I don't buy this hype about marginalization anymore. I'm sick and tired of the racial cards being pulled out left and right, you know, by both sides of parliament, by both sides of the American democratic machine, and by society in general. It's a matter of treating people good and judging people on their actions, right? If you're a shitty fucking person, then you deserve shit. It's that simple, right? I don't care what color you are, ladies. I don't care what you do. Do it well, to the best of your ability, and well done on your accomplishments. But I don't buy the pay gap BS. I don't buy the glass ceiling BS, whatever. There's no restrictions on you to be a good human being. Just like there's no restrictions on me and my male friends to be good people. It's a matter of choices, and the choices are there, the opportunities are there, as far as I'm concerned, for everybody. And in order to keep those opportunities open and free for everyone to pick and choose from, we have to fight for that liberty to do so. Okay? So when I hear a lady on television that drives a nice car, lives in a nice home, and complains about the patriarchy, I just think you're full of it. Because the patriarchy was so evil, like you say, and so mundane and so nasty, you wouldn't have a third of the items you have today. It takes your own free will, your own intestinal fortitude, your own drive, and as some of my Jewish friends would say, your own chutzpah to get up and do it, right? And I personally know a few women that raise their families and go to work every day and make sure there's food on their table. And they love their sons and daughters with all their hearts. And they love their partners and husbands and girlfriends with all their hearts too. So it can be done, ladies and gentlemen. So don't buy the narrative of the patriarchy and all this other bullshit. Okay? Because if you want to get technical, I've seen more female teachers abuse young boys than I have male teachers abuse young girls. And I'll leave that for another story. Okay? So when you hear someone talk about how they're owed something just because this, or they're entitled to something just because that, and they identify as this and they're owed something, get this in the back of your head. You know, here's some unconscious bias for you.
Absolutely nothing.
Just say that to them. Absolutely nothing. Right? I've worked with all colors and all creeds that I can think of in this, on this globe. And I've worked with some really decent human beings, some really genuine people. And yes, some were trans, some were gay, some were bisexual, some were lesbian, some were Asian, some were black, some were Jewish, some were Catholic. The list goes on. But we got to start being genuine again. Okay? Like I say, reach me, email crustybcanuck67@gmail.com. Let me know what you think. You can also find me on the tube here. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter, all that good stuff. Send me an email or two. Send me a comment. In my description, too, I also enclosed my writing address. So send me a letter, send me a card. And please don't forget to check out my customizedgirl.com for Krusty Canuck swagger.
Stay updated and follow Krusty Canuck on Facebook, Twitter, Gab, Telegram, YouTube, and Podbean. Subscribe today and donate at KrustyCanuck.ca.
And now, as always, like I always do for the new episodes of the Krusty Canuck podcast, the Canadian polar vortex of bullshit. Here we go.
The Canadian polar vortex of bullshit.
It's an award I like to give to to Canadian leaders or political leaders or social influencers. I give them the award based on some of the bullshit things they have said and the stupid things they have done and all that crap. So this episode's polar vortex recipients are, wait for it, Prince Harry, Meghan Markle, and Oprah Winfrey. Congratulations, ladies and gentlemen, for your pitiful, pitiful little victimhood rant that cost roughly $9 million. So you walk away with a few bucks in the bank, and you walk away with knowing that you've claimed to be a victim when you're really not. So congratulations on
the Canadian polar vortex of bullshit.
Well done, Mr. Prince Harry. Well done, Ms. Markle. And well done, Oprah, again, for keep promoting the narrative of divide. Yeah, sorry about that little blurb, ladies and gentlemen. A telemarketer calling. Go figure. They're still fucking thriving, eh? Go figure. Anyhow, like I said, that was this episode's winners of the Canadian vortex, polar vortex of bullshit, Mr. Prince Harry, Ms. Markle, and Oprah for creating more F and divide. So like I say, ladies and gentlemen, we can do better. Like I say, it's nice to see out in here, Alberta, that we have individuals that are opening up their stores, getting things on the go, getting ready for the summer season. And I think we're really starting to wake up to this bullshit when it comes to the vaccines, when it comes to masks, and when it comes to questioning our politicians. And we should, rightfully so. We have to keep doing it, ladies and gentlemen, regardless of how you feel about it or not. So never mind all the Carls and Karens out there pointing their fingers like Invasion of the Body Snatchers, beginning to re at their best fucking ability, screaming at the top of their lungs. Let's just keep carrying on with our business and do what we can, right? Never mind what Meghan says, never mind what Prince Harry says, what Oprah says, or anyone says. What do you say? That's what's important. What's good for you? What's good for your family? What's good for your friends? What you think should be done to promote peace, security, prosperity, and freedom? We have to get back there again, ladies and gentlemen. We got to fight for that in a big fucking hurry. Like I say, ladies and gentlemen, I've been Krusty Canuck on this beautiful 9th of March. Spring is croaching. And pay attention to my community page on the YouTube and my page on Facebook for updates. I'm still working on Thursday's guest for the Thursday fastball, but please pay attention to both those pages for updates on that as well. And in a couple weeks' time, I'll have a special guest on the Thursday fastball, but it'll be on a Wednesday morning, so around 9 o'clock Mountain Standard Time. Based on his schedule and what he has to do and the work he does for people, we might have to move the Thursday fastball to a Monday morning that week. So pay attention to that, 24th of March. I'll have a very, very special guest coming on the show. As far as I know, he's still confirmed. Nothing's been canceled yet. But please pay attention to the Thursday fastball with Krusty Canuck. Every Thursday at 4 p.m. on YouTube and Facebook, I stream live, have an interesting guest. And thank you once again to everyone who came out to my last fastball with Valerie Keefe. Yes. And to those individuals that keep calling her it, don't be rude. You know, regardless if she's trans or not, she has a lot to say, she has a lot to offer, and she's a good human being, regardless of who transitions or not. And that's what it comes down to, folks, trying to be a good human, trying to be a good adult, and trying to be good to people to the best of your fucking ability. Tolerance begins with the individual, folks. It's that simple. Like I say, I've been Krusty Canuck on this beautiful 9th of March, 2021. Do what you can. Help your neighbors out. You know, do what you can to help your friends out, family, loved ones. You know, if there's still snow, shove a bit of snow, move some ice, lay some salt down, help with some groceries. And again, please consider donating too. I'd like to make this a full-time job, so it takes listeners like yourself to give me a hand. I'm up to about 8,000 and change on YouTube. So please help me reach 10,000 subscribers and get the word out. Challenge the algorithm. Let us independent folk get out there too. Like I say, if you like and hear what you see, please click the subscribe, click the bell, share this around, all that good stuff. And don't forget to comment. Let's get the words out there, get people thinking and talking again with common courtesy and respect and humanity. So like I say, folks, look after your friends and loved ones, do what you can to help each other out in these trying times. And remember, humanity and merit wins the day. Like I say, pay attention to my community page, and I will see you next time. Bye for now.
Hit it, sweetheart. Because I am hard, you will not like me.
Yes, sir.
There is no racial bigotry here.
This has been another episode of the Krusty Canuck Podcast. Stay sane and thank you for listening. From Western Canada, this is the Krusty Canuck Podcast.